Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
There's a couple of tweets out here about Ricky Pearsall that hit. Kyle Shanahan getting Ricky Pearsall is a problem for the league. One guy's calling him Slick Rick. I think he should be White Boy Rick. Don't you?
White Boy Rick is a great name.
White Boy Rick is a great
name. He is also very crispy milk, too. If you see him, he's got swagger galore.
Oh, my God. He's got the sunglasses, too.
Oh, no. He is crispy milk. So now we got, and he came out of Florida, same as Dell's guy, Tyler Hero. Well, the state
what?
Of Florida.
Tyler Hero's from Milwaukee,
well,
Wisconsin.
Well, but he's out of, yeah, right but now, he's fighting yeah. out of Miami, Florida.
And Ricky Pearsall, didn't he play at Arizona State first?
Yeah, but he's in Florida now. So you got two crispy milks rolling around in that state.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not in Florida anymore.
Mm-hmm.
White Boy Rick is the tightest nickname you can have.
Yeah,
White it's Boy. One of the five toughest nicknames yeah. on the planet.
Is it better White than Boy Lancey? Rick.
Yeah, it's better. It's better Lancey? Than Lancey.
Yeah, I love when your dad calls Lancey you Lancey.
Boy. Lancey
boy. Hey, Lancey boy.
Yeah.
Let's get Dilly in here. He's been waiting. Hey, Dilly.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Lance. It was a great draft night. It's a two-part question. One guy fell and I'm shocked. Sammy Tiny Toad Jones, the lineman out of South Harmon Institute of Technology. Any thoughts on him and where he'll go today? And also, do you think that Paul Gallant worked when Caleb Williams was drafted?
We're not. This is not a serious. You are not serious people.
You aren't a serious person.
You're not serious people.
You well, do you made think up, that Paul Gallant what?
You stayed around on. Did he twerk? You stayed
you are
around.
Not serious people.
You stayed around on hold for to that. Make up a name. And then you ask if Paul Gallant twerked when somebody was drafted. I didn't hear who it was.
Yeah.
Was it Drake May? We know Paul's a Patriots guy. Is that what he was talking about?
Probably so. Paul Gallant doesn't twerk. Okay.
You don't know.
I don't. Okay. Technically, I don't know, but I almost would guarantee Paul Gallant doesn't twerk. I don't know for a fact, but I seriously doubt it.
I don't. Well, maybe you can find out tonight, Dell, on your little draft show.
You insult me like I created it. I didn't create the show. It wasn't even my idea. So they just
your
asked me to do
show,
it.
Del.
Your little draft
not,
show.
Look, if you want to watch, a draft show, watch me on the app. If you want to listen to a little draft show, listen to Dell and Paul and Paul. I call him Paul George, also known as Joe George, and Paul Gallant. They'll be there doing the draft show, second and third round. You'll be able to hear. Or no, you are only going to do second round, right?
We're going 6-9, so whatever that.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a good chunk of the third, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Texans trade today. I think they, I got a feeling they're going to do something to move up one of their two picks. And in case you missed it, I do think the targets to look for are going to be cornerback, safety, defensive tackle. Maybe guard. Those are the four positions I would keep an eye on for the Houston Texans today. If they don't have a lot of glaring weaknesses. I mean, I think corner is, and you and I both think that safety is. Yeah, you got guys on the roster, but every one of those guys was hurt. And let's be honest, like Eric Murray, you're not tied into Eric Murray. You can get away from him in the offseason if you want. You can just cut him. And can you really trust Jimmy Ward at this point with the injuries he had last year? He was injured more than one.
No, they need time. Defensive back, I think, but first and foremost, corner and safety.
Yeah, I think that corner is going to be one of the picks, but I think defensive tackle is too. So keep that in mind. Now, I will say, Tavondre Sweat is going to be on the board. I don't think he goes until the third. I've got the Cowboys taking him in the third round. There's just the concerns about the weight are just an issue for him. And, of course, he's sitting on a DWI as well. So really worried right now about his his maturity level is a big concern for teams. But I still think that the size, I still think his ability to stop the run is going to have a team draft him in the third round. You've got Jerzon Newton and Braden Fisk, who are two uphill or forward charging pass rushers. Michael Hall Jr. is another one that I think you got to watch for with the Texans. But none of those guys are big run stoppers. So I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I guess Tim Settle is going to be the guy in the middle. I don't know. I don't know what they're building exactly. I think they're just building rush units.
Folo.
I really do. Folo Fatukasi is the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just think that the Texans right now are basically saying, we're going to build a rush that is going to make it easier for our secondary, and we are truly going to build a pound of atomic dog.
Well, and they
come off the edge and go get you.
And they gave Autry some money too, so it'll be interesting that they got to have him on the field. But
well, so how would you like a rush that was like Braden Fisk? I'll just get, just as an example, from Florida State. He's the other guy that you saw in the backfield almost every play. Yep. Braden Fisk, Autry Denico inside, and then you got Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter outside. Like, man, that's a pretty wicked rush there.
Might be one of the best in the league. Might be one of the better ones in the league.
Yeah, it really might. And I think D'Amico's trying to build. I think he's trying to say, yeah, we want to stop the run, but we really want to attack the pass. And the league is built on pass, and it's not built on run games anymore. So I guess it would make some sense to maybe worry less about trying to get a 315-pound defensive tackle, and maybe really make it a priority to find guys who assail the pocket. And maybe that's just what D'Amico wants to do, is attack the pocket, and I think that's what he's going to look for in the second round today.
Yeah, I can certainly see that. 713-780-3776. If you would like to come in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Before we get to a break, John, how about this? Dell, why don't you play right out of your direct, if you have it, I send it to your direct message. So I told you this. So what was the biggest shock of the draft, John? The biggest shock of the draft universally is considered.
Michael Penix
went number 8 to the Atlanta Falcons. Here is Brian Baldinger. He's in a swimming pool.
Hold on.
Oh, we're waiting?
Yeah, we're waiting for it.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to set it up for you. Brian Baldinger is in a swimming pool, and he just comes out of his – he's got his phone set up, and he gets out of the pool. He didn't get out of the pool. He just has his arms. He's hanging onto the side. He hits record on his phone, and he starts talking. He's doing one of his Baldy breakdowns, which is
terrific.
Okay,
here it is.
But Brian Baldinger, it's April 11th, John. It's April 11th, and here's Brian Baldinger on Twitter from a swimming pool.
Hey, good morning. This is Baldy's analysis from the pool. Just got done my morning swim. And today in South Florida, it's a strong wind out of the south. I love a south wind. Brings good weather, warm temperatures. And that's where I'm going with this morning's analysis. Out of the South, the NFC South, the Atlanta Falcons NFC South. And I had this premonition when I was swimming this morning. They turned the Atlanta Falcons around the day they drafted Matt Ryan with the 3rd pick. Mike Smith was the new head coach. Coach, quarterback. I feel like Raheem Morris. I know they signed Kirk Cousins to a big deal. And Kirk Cousins can be fine. But I feel Atlanta is in the market for a quarterback. Every mock draft I look at, Atlanta's going defense. I feel like the Atlanta Falcons are in the market for a quarterback. This is the year to do it. They got Kirk Cousins there. Nobody they draft has to play right away. They've got a caretaker, maybe more than a caretaker. But I feel like the Atlanta Falcons are shopping, and they're going to be shopping for a quarterback. And that's what this morning's analysis is all about. Let's shake it up. I feel like the Falcons are going quarterback in the first round. You heard it from Baldy's analysis by the pool.
Okay. Let's just be honest. Baldy knew something. There's no way you could come up with that out of nowhere. You can't possibly, after on the heels of a Kirk Cousins signing, call him the caretaker and this is, I feel it. This is, remember you heard it here. Like, he knew. I don't know who he talked to, but he knew that they were taking quarterback. So Atlanta must have known that far in advance that there was a really good chance they were taking quarterback as early as April 11th. Brian Baldinger spoke so confidently. That's the voice of a man who knows what's happening. He had been told that. So shout out to Baldy for nailing that, because I remember seeing that video and like, this is the craziest thing Brian Baldinger has ever said in his entire life, without question. And I think Baldy's brilliant. But there's no way he just, I just got done with my swim, and you know what? I figured out that the wind is coming from the south, and it's warm weather, and dude, who told you that they were getting quarterback? Because nobody could have come up with that. Nobody.
If he'd have said Michael Penix, it would have been, I think the Simpsons might have had them taking Michael Penix, though, didn't they?
Simpsons have predicted everything in the world. The Simpsons. Sometimes now people fake it, and it's still believable. But you know he knew it was Penix. He knew it was Penix. He just couldn't say, because that was a total giveaway.
Yeah,
that so he been. Just said, I feel like they're shopping for a quarterback. You do? You feel like they're shopping for a quarterback when you think that four quarterbacks could be off the board already, and you want to get the fifth quarterback? Well, that's the assumption.
Well, actually, it wasn't. He was the fourth.
Yeah, he ended up being the fourth. But the assumption at that time was he would be the fifth quarterback when your receiving core is not very good, when you don't have a pass rusher, when you need a defensive tackle, you need cornerback help.
And I just feel like this is not gonna end well for Atlanta. I don't know how.
This is gonna get Fontenot fired, I think.
Yeah. I mean, man, Arthur Blank was like, okay, I'm not going to hire Bill Belichick because I want it. All my people don't want Bill Belichick here because he's going to ruin our draft.
Would they have just kept that away from him? He wouldn't have known?
Yeah. Come on. He had to have known. He may have been the one at toll ball.
They were like, hey, you're going to pay Kirk. They're going to surprise him with the quarterback pick after he just doled out money to Kirk Cousins?
I know the owner. Hey, listen. I think you're going to be a little surprised here with this pick. Yeah. Okay, would you get Kurt? Are we getting a wide receiver? Are we getting some help for Kurt? Are we going to Dunze? Listen.
They were hugging. Raheem and Fontenot were hugging.
You're on the right team. We did it. What? You're on the right team.
Wow. I don't know.
Yes.
Hey, maybe we're all wrong here. Hey, maybe we're all wrong. Maybe this is Duke lacrosse. We're all wrong here.
I know.
Well, I wouldn't have used that. Oh, that's,
I know.
I wouldn't have used that.
I know the Aaron Rodgers things was years ago and he was drafted low, but would the Packers not have taken him at two if they had the opportunity? I know that he fell to them and they took him. But would they have, I know we talked about that. Would they have been like, it's too high. We can't take our future franchise quarterback?
So
even with Brett Favre?
I don't know, because San Francisco was originally going to be the Aaron Rodgers. And I think that was just too good a value for Ron Wolf to pass him to pass up. But think about this, though. Think about this. John, you mentioned it earlier.
We got to think about a break. We'll think about this on the other side.
Can I say it fast?
No, you can't say anything fast. We'll talk about it on the other side.
Damn it. I'm going to talk about Astros.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I got to talk about free reign. You want to talk about stupid draft stuff? I'm talking about the coffee that I was drinking this morning in my Damaris barbecue little cup here that says has my name on it and everything, but my free reign was in there. My Texas pecan was in there, and boy, did I enjoy it. I got up and I got after it. Okay. We got a big weekend coming up here. How are you starting your day? All right. This is the way your day should go. Dream, coffee, work, repeat, or dream, coffee, golf, repeat, right? I mean, that's the way your day should go. And this is, listen, Rip from Yellowstone is one of the guys. He's been with them forever. He's one of the owners. They've got a bunch of owners there, and they're really kind of corny. They really are. They love their country. They love community, military, veterans, first responders, nurses, teachers. It's just, they do. They love all of that stuff. You like corny? Yeah. You like full flavor coffee? Do you love having it delivered to you however you want it? Beans, ground, pods, whatever it is. You got it. 975coffee.com. 975coffee.com. Put in promo code ESPN20 for 20% off site wide. Free rain coffee. 975coffee.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
You are listening.
listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. CJ explaining stuff is awesome. I was just listening to him explain and look at. And he was like, man, he's going to be perfect for them. You know, you got Deontay Johnson, you got, now look at, you got different guys doing different things. Not all the receivers should be the same. And, you know, he was just, I mean, just good stuff. I mean, CJ, we got a quarterback that knows things. Okay. He knows stuff. And he liked Drake May the best. He thinks he's most NFL ready, which flies in the face of Dell and Lance, which means how I think smart he is.
Also flies in the face of Bill Belichick, who doesn't think he is NFL ready.
He doesn't think he is?
No. Bill had a long breakdown on Pat McAfee that's excellent. I was just watching it during. Now, he showed the good things he does, but he said, look, he needs to learn to read coverages there. He throws in a double team right there. And he's got to do a better job. That's as open as it's going to get in the NFL. So he's got to be able to throw the ball right there and get rid of it. He can make every throw. Great arm talent. So it was like a really good breakdown. I heard people – was it you? No. It was somebody at the NFL Network yesterday said, I don't want to watch Bill Bel- – I think Steve Smith said, why would I want to watch Bill Belichick talk about the draft? He can't make good picks. I'm like, yeah, but it's Bill Belichick. I think it'd be fascinating radio. He goes, Bill Bel- – fascinating TV. He goes, what, we want to find out how to pick bad players? Well, I don't – I don't think that's how this is going to go, Steve. Bill Belichick is, you know, him and Nick Saban. I mean, you had, honestly, if I had not been actually doing a show, I would have 100% been in on Nick Saban 1 and Bill Belichick 2. I would have absolutely been trying to watch both those guys nonstop.
Saban was great, too, especially when his guys were drafted. I mean, his breakdown of them, he loves Dallas Turner. Talked about what a great leader he is. And, you know, he I didn't hear him on Terry and Arnold, but he really broke down Dallas Turner well. I mean, it's Saban. It's just his look is what got me. It was hard to listen to him because watching him, I was like, what did you do? Where did you get to all that hair? When did this happen?
And I told John, there's a magic little, like a little spray. They put all this stuff, these hair fibers, they put them into a, like an atomizer, like the old school.
But he looked like a chia pet.
Oh, no. They can just keep doing that stuff until you've got a full head of hair. They'll just keep going. And that's what they did. And they gave him magic hair that when he gets back to his hotel and takes a shower, gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you told me it was like orangey, right? I saw it. It was kind of light brownie.
It was orange. His hair was an unnatural color. I don't even know that it's in the
Linville. We need to get Linville on the case.
No, there's no way Linville has that color.
No, we need to get him on the case.
I'm not sure it's in the element charts. Okay. That color.
You mean the crayon box?
Yeah. That either. I don't know that there's a natural element that's called.
It is borium.
right, exactly. 713-780-3776. Okay, so who won it? I think the Bears still, I mean, you know what? I know it was pretty obvious they got Caleb Williams, but Roma Dunze, they did exactly what all of us thought that they were going to do, and I think they won tonight.
Yeah, I love what the Bears did. I mean, I didn't think it was hard. You just sat there and Roma Dunze was there, but that was there was a rumor. Let me tell you a couple of the rumors. I know this for a fact. The Rams were trying hard to move up into the top 10 picks, top 12 if need be, and get their hands on Byron Murphy. They really wanted Byron Murphy, and they were trying to move up there and get their hands on Byron Murphy, but ultimately they couldn't get a deal done. Minnesota Vikings were trying to trade up as well, but Elliott Wolf in New England just would not budge. They did not get an offer they liked, and they said, we're going to stick and pick. Went with Drake May, but basically the talk was you couldn't get teams to budge out of the top 8 to 10 picks. And now we see why, because Atlanta wouldn't trade. So supposedly it was the Rams and the Falcons that were having the discussion, and the Falcons were going to potentially move back and the Rams are going to move up. But I think once the quarterbacks, you know, once Drake May went third, I just think the Falcons already knew they were going to take Michael Penix, and they probably entertained the Rams with, yeah, we might do this trade. And ultimately, they always had Michael Penix on the hook. They always knew they were going Penix. And so there was another team I know that tried hard to get up for Malik Nabers that couldn't do it. Teams in the top 10 just weren't trading. They just weren't going to give you a trade. So it was unusual. I thought we'd have a lot of trades, and it turned out nobody wanted to trade. Everyone had a player they really liked and really wanted.
This was a good draft in that respect. And there's still really good players on the board.
Mm-hmm.
There are.
Yeah.
This is a
Kool-Aid McKinstry, A.D. Mitchell, Jerzon Newton. Yeah, there's some name brand guys, Cooper DeJean. Who those four guys were frequently mocked to the first round. My wife's all mad at me that A.D. Mitchell, why didn't Adonai Mitchell go in the first round? You know, he's the Texas wide receiver. I said,
He's a Georgia wide receiver.
No, he went to Texas. His last year was at Texas.
Oh, he's a Georgia guy. What does she care about a Georgia guy for?
Well, she said, you said he was going in the first. I said, well, it's a mock. What do you mean? I said, you said he was going first. I went and read your thing. You said he could play right. And I said, well, because he's not ready to play right now. His route running. She said, no, I went and read your thing. You said he could step in and
won a national championship at Georgia.
Oh, she's all over me. Like I didn't draft A.D. Mitchell, you know,
yeah, but
and she said he's doing it for his daughter. Did you see the thing? He's doing it for his daughter. I said, then he needs to learn to run routes for his daughter.
He needs to learn to wrap it up. If he's got a daughter in college.
You need to learn how to run routes.
John couldn't be on a broadcast.
He's lad. John's 30.
John could never be on a draft broadcast because you know how many prospects have children.
Look what he's already said. Today.
His entire analysis of A.D. Mitchell would be like, yeah, bad decision maker. What do you mean?
You know my buddy, the guy who works
the kid. Todd, what do you mean? What do I mean?
There's a guy who works here, Todd Mossberg, and Mossy is a good dude. He's a producer. He's still standing like the rest of us. We're like, well, we're still the group that's standing right now. And he's got a friend who listens to us. I think his friend lives in Austin, I believe, or he may live in Houston and listens to us all the time. And so Mossy will get quotes that me or you say on the radio, and his friend will text him. And I said, your friend listens all the time. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, oh, well then your friend hears some things that you just probably couldn't believe we could get away with saying.
I don't know. You don't know if we say stuff you can't say.
No, I imagine if people call you, like, you're a Houston dignitary. Hey, let's go to ESPN, our affiliate. What do you think about A.D. Mitchell? Well, I mean, guys, you know he doesn't make good decisions. What do you mean? The kid.
Wrap
He's in college.
Up.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. That's what you're saying?
That's my analysis.
Wrap it up.
Of A.D. Mitchell. And he's a Georgia guy.
He's a Texas
slow down,
guy.
Texas.
He's from the state of Texas. He realized Georgia wasn't a place for him, and he came back.
No, John's right.
Yeah,
John's
he was
right.
sick Jayden of winning Daniels, national championship, so he
Jayden
came.
Jayden Daniels is an Arizona State guy.
No, not JT Daniels is for the streets.
No, Jayden Daniels.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Jayden.
Is Jayden Daniels an Arizona State guard?
He won a Heisman.
Yeah, he's Arizona State.
He won a Heisman at LSU. A.D. Mitchell didn't win nothing at Texas.
He won a Big 12 conference title.
Well,
yeah.
Oh. The last.
They're first in forever.
Yeah. Oh, great. That he ain't going to win none of those.
Well, you don't know where he's going to play. What do you mean?
Well, no. Well, Texas ain't winning.
He could be Josh.
Texas ain't winning in the SEC. I got news for
you. So they're never winning.
You don't know.
No, that's why I asked you. You're the one
know.
Who apparently
no
knows.
No one knows. No one knows, Del.
You
no
just
one.
Said they're not winning.
No one could possibly know. I do know this. Chastain Ford is a winner. You're a winner if you go to Chastain Ford and get your Ford on, all right? University of Houston, they love it. Patrick and Joe. And listen, everybody over there, they're big, big Cougs. Well, not everybody over there. I would imagine they have people from other schools. But it doesn't matter what school you go to. What you want is your vehicle at the best price you can get it. What you want is a vehicle that you everything that you wanted. Okay. Well, let's tint your window. No, I don't want tinted windows. Why are you offering me tinted windows? How about we get the vehicle customized exactly how I want it customized? And that's what happens at Chastain Ford. No add-ons, no markups. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of dealerships that ain't giving you the rebates that they could possibly give you. They're doing it. They're working that deal hard for you at Chastain Ford to get you the best price that you could possibly get. They don't care about, oh, we got to jack it up the prices. We got to get more and more and more. They don't do it. That ain't the way it is. And some dealerships really are that way. So go to a dealership that's going to take care of you and worry about you getting the best deal for you, not for them. Get the best deal you can on Fords or pre-owned vehicles at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. This is our last segment before News of the Weird. So, Dell, have we missed anything? We really haven't talked about the NBA playoffs. You were watching the playoffs last night. We were watching what all of America was watching.
Well, I mean, you can watch both. A lot of
how about that? The Lakers. Is this the first time they've lost seven straight to a team in the playoffs? I think it is.
I would imagine
as an organization,
through their long storied history, generally been pretty good. Generally, aren't in a position where some team completely dominates them, and this one was less drastic than the other ones because they didn't have the lead as long as they had in the other games. They were up by 10, I think, at the end of the first quarter, and Denver kind of figured some stuff out. I think they might have been tied at halftime, and Denver just slowly pulled away. The Lakers kind of panicked. People use the term quit maybe, but they started just launching jumpers. They're probably down 8 or 9 before minutes ago, and all semblance of offense broke down as they got desperate to get back in the game. And Denver had missed a couple shots, so maybe if they had gotten good possessions on offense, they could have got back in it, but they did not. Simply put, the Nuggets, when healthy, are the best team in basketball, and the Lakers are a pretty good team. They're just not great, and you saw Denver's not even playing that well, and they can turn it on and separate from the Lakers anytime they want, and they did it again last night. But the masterclass was Joel Embiid, who we found out has a touch of palsy.
He did? Why, because he pulled down?
Oh, no, that's a flagrant foul stuff, but he actually is suffering from Bell's palsy.
Yeah, that's why he was covering his face the other day.
Yeah,
he was kind of insecure about it.
And people were looking at him and seeing why one eye was blinking and the other wasn't.
He's got Bell's palsy?
Yeah. It's been
they said a slight case.
Slight case since Friday. It started in the play-in against the Heat last week. Oh. So that explains why he can blink with one eye and not the other. And sometimes you see a little, like his lip is kind of drooping and stuff. Yeah.
It's tough. You're going to be fine. But it's for those who don't know, it kind of paralyzes one side of your face.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's dealing
with
that
though.
And the knee. And he should have, if he wasn't in a playoff series, he's probably thrown out of that game for grabbing on Mitchell Robinson's leg from the ground while he's jumping. But he put up 50. The Sixers went, I think, 9-for-12 from three in the third quarter. They just kept knocking down shots to get
separation. Did you say he had a touch of palsy?
Yeah, a touch.
Good Lord.
What?
John are just battling today.
What are you talking about?
No, that's not a good way to describe it.
It's not full on.
I know
slight.
Where your heart was.
My heart. Stop speaking for me or about me. You don't know
because
me.
Because we have conversations off the air. I know where your heart
I don't
was
say
that.
I don't say that.
A touch of a has touch. A very distinct yeah. No. Keep yeah. going with your little 50
like Eli.
Thing. I know it's in your heart.
Like Eli. You don't know my heart.
Like Eli.
You sound like that girl from Baby Reindeer. You don't know my heart.
You don't. And then Paolo Banchero, holy crap.
They got it together. They finally decided we're going to score some points.
So Cleveland tanked the last game so they could get Orlando.
Well, they're up 2-1.
They're up 2-1, but, man, they got their ass handed to them last night.
Yeah, the venue switch changed. I don't know if it changed the complexion of the series, but Orlando got it going. They finally were able to string buckets together, and their defense remained. I mean, they've kept they've kept the Cavs down. The problem for them was they haven't been able to score. They finally had a good night, and they ran away with one. The Cavs were like, you know what? Ah, this is yours. At some point, the Cavs, yeah, we're not even going to put any more effort into this. Why would we? At one point, I think the Magic were up like 40 around there. So we got a series in the East, a couple of them, well, all four of them, at least one team, a team has won a game. And then the West, the Nuggets are killing it.
The Mavs and Clippers is a good series.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only one.
Well, yeah.
So far, we'll see if the Suns can't do something tonight.
Sure, and the Thunder are handling the Pelicans.
Yeah, yeah. And the next game could be Darvin Ham's last. Did you hear what Anthony Davis said about him? How unorganized the team is.
Yeah, and he had to
come back.
The Laker organization wasn't thrilled with Davis for those comments.
Well, no, but they're also probably not very thrilled with Darvin Ham.
Well, you don't want to get swept, particularly when you've invested in LeBron and AD like you have, and now you have to make a decision. Are you going to give LeBron an extension, or are you going to decide, hey, maybe it's time to part ways because you're great, but making you the centerpiece when you're 39 years old and you're only going to get older doesn't do much for us. So the Lakers have some decisions to make, and you're right. The Ham one will probably be the easiest.
That's the easiest one.
Just LeBron just is a coach killer. But when LeBron has a team, if they don't do well, the coaches get whacked.
Well, the coaches.
It's happened plenty of times.
The coaches get fired because you have one of the greatest players ever. So the pressure is to win a lot of games. And if you don't do it, you're not going to blame the second best player of all time.
And he's one of the worst GMs, like when he got Anthony Davis for all that. So did they win the bubble championship? Did they win that with, was AD there yet?
Yes. Yeah. He made all those jumpers.
So,
yeah.
So they won a title technically.
No, they won it.
During the bubble.
Technically.
No one counts it.
Oh, so, just like the Dodgers.
It's in the NBA record books. It's counted.
No, just okay, like the Dodgers.
But in general, was this a successful trade?
Well, you're going to have AD longer. And the Lakers will tell you, we want a title. We weren't anywhere close to winning a title with Lonzo and Kyle Kuzma. Although I think Kuzma might have stayed. And the others. Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball. You'd rather have them than a 2020 title?
The
Lonzo who never plays.
I mean, a title that doesn't really count.
You'd rather have Lonzo and
Brandon.
Do you know?
No, but he didn't. This didn't go the way it was supposed to go.
Of course, it didn't. But
basically, Rich Paul they sabotage the whole thing. Hey, act like an a-hole. Sit out. Say you won't play. Pouch your way out of New Orleans, and it did not work out for Anthony Davis and the Lakers like they thought. They did win a bubble title, which people don't count.
Look, I know I'm around very slanderous people when it comes to LeBron. You think I'm a big fan. I just don't dislike him like you two do. But the title is theirs, and can't tell me that Lonzo, who never plays basketball anymore, and Brandon Ingram, who we see what he is when he's a number one, is better than even the bubble title.
That's all fine and good, but you can't deny that this has not worked out the way the Lakers thought. I mean, they're fighting for their playoff life. They're fighting to get into the playoffs every year. And Anthony Davis has done what he always does, which is be injured. Like, there's no way they're happy with – I know they won a title, but in terms of the scope of being a competitive
– They've been competitive. Like they've made a conference finals.
They made a conference finals out of a play-in spot. So I give them credit for that. They made a run. But it wasn't great. I mean, the Astros went to an ALCS with a losing record during the bubble.
And did you enjoy them making the ALCS or not?
That's not right. It didn't feel like – I was more worried about, you know, everyone keeping their jobs and everything. I wasn't really into the Astros season, kind of like the Astros weren't into it.
I think if you're talking about what they're happy with, of course, they always want to win more than they did. But we saw the trajectory of LeBron and that team when – those young guys are there, and those young guys have proven to not be as valuable as people thought. So you make the trade, you win one title, and now and you don't win another one. Sure, that sucks, but it still goes on the rafters, and they'll say, "Hey, we won," even if they're deluding themselves.
All right, we've got news of the weird coming your way next. That's it. We didn't miss anything else, Del. You got any hidden sound that for just for your show?
No, well, it would be basketball stuff, but you guys didn't want to talk about basketball, so I don't know if it's hidden. It's just basketball stuff.
Well, this is the biggest holiday of the season.
It's not a holiday. A lot of us went to work, including you.
Well, it's a holy day of obligation.
It's not a holy day.
You're
Catholic, and you're going to blaspheme like that?
I'm not blaspheming. The NFL draft is America's
biggest
event.
Your team didn't even have a pick.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Didn't really even care. But Lance cares, I think. I think he cares about this crap.
Yeah.
Not after this year, though, because
he can't see what you're doing.
He won't be. Nobody's going to be around anymore.
That's ugly. Maybe he's done such a great job, he'll keep it.
Jeez.
Well, you're the one that keeps saying it, Lance.
What an amazing person that John Granato is.
Well, you're the one that keeps saying this is your last year.
It's my story to tell.
It sounds worse when you do it.
Yeah, it's my story to tell. Not your story to tell.
Like, if he wants the gallows humor, cool. But you doing it, he doesn't want you chopping off his head.
Listen. If Harvey Weinstein can be exonerated.
I don't know the comparison you're doing, but let's not do it. Let's not do it.
No,
let's move on. Who's got a life to do?
It's my turn.
On Lexi's last day, you're going to show all.
On Lexi's last day.
You're going to show all your awful sides to her?
Duke lacrosse, Harvey Weinstein, like poor decision maker.
This young woman brought you donuts and a card, and this is what you're showing her?
This is your going away present.
Hey, Lexi, this is as good as it gets.
Time to talk right now about Ownwell. Ownwell doesn't want to be in this spot either right now, I'm pretty sure. But guess what, Ownwell? This is what you get. You got your property taxes coming up. You got your appraisal from the government, right? They send it to you. And they say, here's what we think your house is worth. Okay. All right. Where did you come up with that number? Out of the blue? I mean, honestly, you really think that's the number? No, they don't really think that. What they think is, here's what the government does. Oh, let's see. This is what this house was worth last year. Let's just jack it up. Let's just put another $100,000 on it or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. It's never like, oh, yeah, well, we don't think it's worth more this year. What? No, it's not worth. Why do you think it's worth that much more? You got to fight it. You need to protest your property taxes, okay? And who's going to do that for you? Ownwell's going to do that for you. It takes about 3 minutes to sign up. You don't have to do anything, okay? No stress, no big-time investment. Doesn't cost you anything to sign up. You don't pay unless you win, unless Ownwell wins, okay? No upfront costs at all. Savings or free. That's a guarantee. If you don't save, you don't pay. Hundreds of thousands of happy customers with 5-star reviews. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Guys, did you see this? I mean, this world is falling apart. By the year 2050, half of the world is going to need glasses. Did you know that? Half the world will need glasses by the year 2050 because of a lot of it is
staring into, well, probably computer screens, I would imagine. Although I had an eye doctor tell me that doesn't do anything. That looking at your phone doesn't ruin your eyes. I don't know if I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm right on this one. It does.
Actually, he says outside light keeps myopia at bay. So apparently we're staying inside more. Mm-hmm. Myopia rates,
neat stuff.
Way too. Yeah, it's all nerdy stuff.
Let's get the myopia rates.
Yeah, myopia rates. And having two parents with myopia does not necessarily mean you will. It's behavioral driven. It's your behavior that is. I'm probably going to. I need some reading glasses now. Brains are getting bigger, which could help prevent age-related dementia. Do you feel like your brain is bigger than it has been in the past?
No, and I feel like brains are not getting bigger. Just people are getting water heads. That's all.
People are not getting bigger, but if they're bigger, that will help with dementia. If you have a bigger brain,
smooth brains. There's a lot of smooth brain people. Let's quit acting like everyone's getting smarter. Does anything in this world look like people are getting smarter?
Well, I don't think that having a bigger brain necessarily means that you're going to be smarter.
Right. Exactly.
Big brain, that you're mutated.
Yeah. Look at the big brain on Brad. Right.
Yeah. It can be big and smooth.
It could be.
You're really down on people right now, Lance.
No, Lance is not. He's not a
people
person.
I'm anti-person right now.
Just because people are knocking on his door.
Well, when you get bullied out of your hotel room, you'd be down on people too.
Well, if I was scared a little. Somebody's knocking. I got to run down.
I was being a considerate lover.
Oh, considerate lover to what? What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. It just fits this.
Is Monty
show.
Listening? Because now you're third on the list.
Yeah, Monty, no. Listen to your dad.
Did you hear your what your dad is talking about? Monty,
consider it to myself.
Okay. There's okay. That too. Monty,
well, you have been in a hotel room.
Monty,
for the
tune
last
out.
Week.
Your dad's on one.
Days.
You have been. Georgia Republican official, and a Republican official who is outspoken about the election denier. He's an outspoken election denier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he was caught voting illegally 9 times.
Man, just telling on yourself.
Man, dude. Election deniers should not be voting 9 times.
Okay. Well, he would know.
He would know. That was not fair.
Trust me, I know.
That was not fair. Look.
See?
If I could do it, everybody could do it. Apparently, several cops are being investigated for anti-institutional extremism. Apparently, the employees believe the conspiracy theory that the world is ruled that these cops are believe the rule is the world is ruled by a secret evil elite. And do you want your cops to think that the world is ruled by a secret evil elite?
Oh, there's a lot of you'd be shocked how many people believe this.
This is happening.
This is a lot of people
in Holland. Everyone in the Netherlands is free to think what they want, but we're not sure we want our cops to think that the world is ruled by an evil elite.
I just want my cops to be cops and let me off with some stuff here and there. That's all.
But, you know, pull people over if they're driving too fast or something.
Yeah, and give them warnings.
Yeah, right?
Just give them warnings.
Apparently, the Spotify CEO, Daniel Ek, he was surprised by how much laying off 1,500 employees negatively affected the streaming giant's operations. He didn't feel like losing 1,500 people was going to affect anything.
That guy's not a very nice guy. I watched a show on him. It wasn't a documentary, but it's worth watching on Netflix. It's a pretty good show. And he's not a great guy.
He's not?
So, yeah, he's not a great guy. It shows how the whole thing started. It's actually very interesting, but... it's not a documentary, though. But, yeah, sometimes when you get rid of people, things don't work as smoothly.
He looks like he looks a little like the guy in Succession who was trying to take over the...
Well, I think he was playing a version of him.
He is?
Wait, isn't he bald?
Yeah, he's bald.
Well, who was trying to take over...
The
you mean...
Yeah, but that guy had hair.
Oh, he had hair, but I think he's acting a little
like... Well, they're both Swedish.
They're both Swedish.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy was Swedish too.
Skarsgård, yeah.
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 His name is Daniel Ek. EK. I mean, put a few more letters in there. I'm Italian. I just don't get that. I just don't get it. How you could have two letters in your name. Apparently another Republican complaining about election fraud drops out after a forgery scandal. I mean, if we're going to be accusing everybody of cheating, can we stop cheating?
But forgery is different. I mean, you could be forging just to try to steal money from somebody.
Well, that's true. Or you could bring dead people in and try to get money out of their bank account.
The lady from Brazil.
Brazilian, yeah.
Hold this pen here. Let me just scribble this in for you.
A California man was arrested for grilling in a shopping cart using a sword as a skewer. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I'm leaving that guy alone.
I mean, do you think you should arrest him? I mean, he's pretty... Nope. This is ingenious.
Yeah, it's an intelligent way. I'm surprised there wasn't a tick that it's not a TikTok or a Reels where somebody's trying on Steak Channel, because Steak Channel has wild stuff. You don't follow Steak Channel on Instagram, you better get up on Steak Channel. But sometimes they'll have dumb stuff like this. But if there's a guy with a sword cooking with fire in a shopping cart, I'm just walking by. I'm not saying anything.
I don't know. I kind of want to watch.
Yeah, no, I'll watch him, but I'm definitely not going to step in and stop.
Oh, we know you won't.
No.
We know you won't do that. You can't. You can't even keep a guy.
Sorry ass show getting ready where you're going to talk.
He's so upset.
Take all the stuff.
Oh, you're not going to stop a guy with a sword?
No.
You can't stop a guy
you're
from
run
throwing you out
you
of
can.
Your own room.
Yeah. I mean, no, we're not asking you to stop anybody.
That guy would send you to go get him more meat, and you would.
That guy was bringing you your breakfast or your coffee for the morning, knocking on the door, and you ran downstairs.
And he cowered in the bathroom.
Lobby. Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing. Well, Lance, have a good time tonight and all weekend long. Okay?
After we spent 3 hours doing this to you.
Have fun.
Lance Zierlein, he's had a tough week, man, a tough night. He was up all night working.
Right.
I will applaud him for that, but that's all.
That's all. Hey, I'm going to applaud Brinkman for everything that they're doing. I was talking about this. Well, I got a new client coming up, and I was talking about this very thing about with this new client that we're going to have. I mentioned Brinkman, and I mentioned how it is that you just don't even think about your roof. You just don't think about it. But a buddy of mine, we were driving away from his house, and I'm like, man, you see how shiny your shingles are, dude. You need to do something about that. You need to have Brinkman over. It was so funny. Aqueduct was at his house actually cleaning out his tankless water heaters because I had told him about his tankless water heaters. And he was like, oh, you want another one of your clients to come to my house to fix my stuff? Yeah, I do, actually. And you need to do it too. If you haven't checked your roof shingles in a while and they're shiny, or, I mean, there's a lot of different things that could be happening here. And not only that, insurance companies aren't paying off if you have anything happen to you. It's so easy to do. Let them come up and check out your roof, but not the guy that knocks on the door. Because Jason Brinkman told me, he said, a lot of our business is, you know, those guys that knock on the door, we have to come and fix whatever they did. So if you're somebody that hasn't checked your roof in a while, or you have any roofing issues whatsoever, call 281-480-7663 or go to BrinkmanQuality.com. That's BRINKMANN. They've been in business for 50 years. They know what they're doing. They're going to do a great job. They always stand behind their work. BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.